Blog Talk Radio.
Show with Flavin LA. You have tuned in live with us today, and we welcome you to call in today and just hang out with LA and I. The call in number is 347-857-1189. We'll be playing some tracks for you from a variety of artists from here in the Pacific Northwest where LA and I are, and also from artists across the United States. So just sit back and relax, but again, we encourage you to call in and chop it up with us today, 347-857-1189. LA, are you there?
Hey, hey, hey. What's popping, my Mosaic Show fans? What's happening? What's happening? Just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in and everybody who's been hitting those archives up and checking out what we've been displaying, what we've been serving up. The end of 09, headed into this 2010. So I thank you for everybody who supported us up to this point, and all the new people that we surely will attain in 2010. So once again, you could always check out that website, www.flavornews.com, for any news. Just check us out, surf around, see what we have to offer. And yeah, so this is what we've been doing. So how's your weekend been going thus far, Flavor? I know you was over working this weekend, so how'd that go for you?
Yeah, so I'm at work today, and I brought my grandbaby with me to work, and she was sick, so that was a bit trying. Daddy just showed up to pick her up, and and I said I wasn't going to put her clothes on and comb her hair. Well, shoot, I broke down at 10:30 and got her cleaned up and put her fresh clothes on and got the grease out and started doing her hair. So she was all pretty for Daddy when he got here. But, so I didn't honestly get much done. This weekend I have some projects that I was going to work on for Flavor News, and then I have a project I need to do for work preparing for the holiday celebration we're going to have on Tuesday here. So, but we'll get it done before I get off work. And I'm going to get my hair cut today. My sister's going to cut my hair before I leave work. So you'll see a new flavor on Tuesday.
A new do for Dub Dime, huh?
That's right.
That's right. Do rolling in here,
right? I need something fresh, okay? That's right. I'm ready to go into the new year, you know.
Watch out now. She's stepping out.
What can I say? So since I'm so proud of living here in Seattle, Washington, and for those that missed our show on Wednesday, we had an amazing, amazing show with Big World Breaks, Aaron Walker Loud, and Jasmine Scott from the Town Entertainment. Just really interesting. boss lady. Happy birthday, boss lady.
Happy 21st birthday.
That's right, 21st birthday, boss lady. Anyway, she Jasmine just celebrated her birthday this past Friday at the Winter Classic for Big World Breaks, amazing showcase, and L.A. was able to go out and attend. But with that said, I'm going to play their piece called Emerald City Steps by Big World Breaks.
Location in Seattle where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama comes from. Check, check, negative. My history lies on both sides of the west. Some of y'all fly dangerous. Told me never forget your languages. I gained a gift. Strength from my mama's pain. Hustle from my daddy's game. Boom, rock, dot, dot. Not coming from your average drop. Hip-hop from Senegal to the Emerald City to the Central, y'all. I've been a boss. Going out to my mama, I'ma give applause. Pause, play, partake. In tradition, never walk away. My history, I part the way. I never ever quit, got a part to play.
Lang a lang a rang a rab, running light from MLK. Natural mystic in the air, with a trunk full of bait. The music keeps no color, it don't discriminate. So tell the people where we stand back.
Location in Seattle where we fight to see the sun. Tell the audience where your mama comes from.
She's from Haiti, Lakai, crazy the sky. Obscure, we're gonna battle this up and arrive. Mountain is high, we out to get time. Dollar, all about how to survive. Father, be dancing my mama alive. Rap like a pop, rock the drums and it rides. Now hundreds and caddies, it's all to this eye. Asians were frozen 2009. It's what you will find, and guess it gets wild. Step on the sunshine inside, baby, fire. Step on my soul back in Haiti, meanwhile. People back home can't get right for their child. No wonder I die for the rights of my idol. The streets are to me like the river to die. Rocking in Arctic, cold blooded, I'm part of the party that pushed for the people. No ego, it grills on my smile.
Take a look around. From the home of the Commonwealth, just above the Bible Belt. Sunday morning, bended knee, Pentecostal AME. Beach drive, country life, nothing like them summer nights. Cooking out, passing time, shorties catching fireflies. Times are gone, kids are grown, they trap or die, let boogie die. Fade fast, won't that cash, face go boom, but the guns go blast. Virginia Beach, these Northwest streets, born in the south of the town, raised me. I'ma represent every ounce of me, cause this one's for my family.
From Addis Ababa, after being schooled in the town of Diridawa, she immigrated to Baltimore. My mama only knew one person, only had $100. Late 60s before she met my papa. In the 70s when they used to march, he studied Marx, she lived what he taught. Spent 3 years before they split apart. I was born while the war popped off in the Horn. Her family was caught, she robbed him. One by one, we're raised in the sun, the South Bend is where I'm from. DC and Hill, BL, 18 is crazy. Gentrified to some different lady. That's 3 generations off in this place. Now my home is not a place.
To the haters in the place, would you please get your face? Lang on rain and rap, running light from MLK. Natural mystic in the air, with a trunk full of faith. The music is no color, it don't discriminate. So tell the people where we stand back.
That was Emerald City Steps by Big World Breaks. The amazing thing about Big World Breaks, the amazing thing about this particular group is that it's live musicians that are performing behind the vocals. And so this particular event that took place this past Friday was, I don't know how many musicians were actually there in L.A., but...
Oh, it was...
But
man, about 7 or 8. It was about 7 or 8. You had a trombone, you had a trumpet, keyboard, drums, bass, guitar, you know, another, you know, they had about 7 or 8 up in there. But Big World Breaks, big shout outs to Big World Breaks. They definitely be getting it in. Very talented, very, very talented. So if you ever, you know, see a Big World Breaks on a bill, you definitely want to check that out. Big shout out to Aaron Walker Loud. I didn't even get a chance to talk to him because he was so busy, you know, moving and grooving.
Okay.
But big shout out to Aaron, man, for putting on that show this past Friday at the Nectar.
Wonderful. I'm jealous and sad that I missed it, but you did take some wonderful pictures, so I got to at least see that part of it. And for those of you that would be interested, I really, really would encourage you to go back and listen to the archives of our show this past Wednesday on the 16th and just get to know them. I mean, they do talk about the event that took place on Friday, but they also talked about, you know, just where they started with Big World Breaks and the Town Entertainment and where they plan on going in 2010 and beyond. And it's just very interesting and uplifting. I'm always, you know, wanting to be around, you know, that type of energy, LA. I think it's just something that I feed off of, you know, that just helps me move forward. And I strongly believe in, you know, really thinking about the circle of people and you know, company you keep and how that can also help determine, you know, where you go in your future. So, and I feel that, you know, Big World Breaks and Town Entertainment is definitely, you know, some good energy for Flava News to be around.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I second that. I definitely second that, without a doubt.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, your weekend going to the Hands Down Tour with Black Stacks and Black Aries and the Big World Break. What was that like? What was the highlight for you of those two events that you attended?
Well, first of all, I was fortunate enough to travel with Black Stacks this past Thursday. They it was kind of like the opening leg for their tour, which is the Hands Down Tour. So it basically was just, you know, a starting out process, you know what I'm saying? So we traveled down to Olympia. I was able to get some candid shots, you know, but just following, like, throughout the day, you know, traveling down there, you know, in the van and whatnot, and getting down there. They had an indoor record thing. Big shout out to Rainy Day Records out there in Olympia for doing it, for hosting us and whatnot, you know. And then big shout outs to the Royal Lounge for, you know, where the event took place. But it was fun, you know. At the end of the, you know, I was tired. I didn't get back to the house, you know, to something to 4 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? And I had to work the next day, but you know, all in all, it was fun just being, you know, the whole seeing how everything, you know, manifests itself from start to finish. You know, it was unfortunate the lovely, the sophisticated Miss Felicia Lau was unable to perform. She was a little under the weather, but you know, that didn't stop the show, and it went off with the bang. Big shout out to Black Aries for doing their thing, you know, and for Black Stacks, you know, Jason Silas for holding it down in the absence of Felicia, and Old War on the Horn, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, this guy here is hands down like one of the best trumpets that I'm telling you. When Old War started playing the trumpet, Flavor, it was like the dude who do the trumpet, you know, at the Kentucky Derby, getting them into the stalls.
Yeah.
You know, the roundup.
Yeah.
It was almost
I was going to ask you what his name was, because I've heard him perform before. So,
yeah,
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, O'War is a magician with the trumpet, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah.
That's a dynamic to the whole Black Stacks, to the whole formula that It just adds just that much more to the performance. And I want to tell you, you know, they put on. If you missed it, if you lamed out, you didn't make it, or if you lamed out and you was there and you left, you missed out. You missed good food. You know, you settled for top ramen when you could have had T-bone steak. But you know, hey, you could bring the horse to the water, you can't make him drink it. But like I say, it was off the chain. I enjoyed myself to the fullest. You know, even, you know, sacrificing sleep. But you know what I'm saying? I could do enough of that when they, you know, when they put me in the ground or put me in the urn, whatever. So, you know. But it was good. And as far as the Winter Classic was concerned, I was working on fumes, as Flavor can attest. So I was unable to stay throughout the whole event at the Winter Classic, but I was there for like the first for the first set, I should say, and it was lovely. It was a very, a lot of people turned out. It was a packed house. Big shout out to the Nectar Lounge for holding it. Big shout out to Boss Lady Jazz, like I say, fraternity for celebrating her birthday. And it was a good event, you know. A lot of people was out there. Chocolate was out there. Big shout out to Chocolate. Man, there's a lot of people out there, man. Some of, you know, it really showed support and really showed love. So it was overall. And I was unable to make it to the show last night, you know, and get them set, the D-Black show at the Chop Suey. So I'm sure that one, you know, that just probably, you know, would have put the whole twist on the whole weekend heading into this, you know, Christmas and whatnot. But yeah, it was a good weekend. And those photos probably will be posted up on flavornews.com once we get everything, you know, done up and whatnot. So just be looking out for those pics, you know, with Black Stacks and Olympia, and some pics also from the Winter Classic event that was held Friday. So it was good, Flavor. You know, we got it in. You know what I'm saying? We was able to get out there and, you know, experience the, sorry you wasn't unable to, you know, enjoy it, but, you know, in due time, you will get that.
I will. I'm glad you were able to go. I know you were tired. I heard it in your voice, you know, throughout the weekend, you know.
I was like, that, old broke dog out there, but hey, I suck it up, you know. I definitely, that, you know, I don't have that young blood no more when you used to do it the back to back to back. You know, I don't have those no more. Them days are long gone, but I was able to, you know, maintain. So it was cool.
I'm glad you were able to go, because, through your eyes and your stories, you know, I get to experience that. So I kind of think that's what art's all about. It's a form of storytelling, and so just, you know, through your camera and, you know, through the stories that you share with me, it feels like a part of me was there. And, of course, I was definitely there in spirit, you know, because, you know, I was just like, okay, it's starting now, and I wonder who's on now, and, you know, I wonder what time it's over.
It was funny because right before, from work, I went straight to Yid's, went hook up with Yid's.
Okay.
And you know, Yin and LaRue stay right next to each other, so we was all out, you know, before we left. And I guess you had just texted both one of them, or whatever. And we were standing there, and you was like, "Lady Flavor to text me, good luck on the show, or whatever." And look at this one over here. He's on point with it. Lady Flavor is very thorough. I'm telling y'all, people, Lady Flavor, I'm telling you, her timing is impeccable, you know. So, it was good vibing with them, you know what I'm saying? Cause like I chilled over there, before, like I said, before we left to go to the show, and you know, we was talking, and you know, LaRue gave me a copy of the mixtape, so we'll be playing some of the new LaRue of the Streets, you know, some new cuts off the his mixtape. And I'm saying he got some slaps. He got some headbangers on now. I'm just letting you know. So I got a couple uploaded. So I'll be dropping a couple today for the listening audience out there. So big shout out to Soul City Radio too. I know D probably shoveling out that snow over there. I know about 30 inches or whatnot over there. So I know. See, would you see Flavor? You see how it flipped? See, last year we had all the snow.
Were snowing. Yeah,
it flip flopping on the coast and whatnot. You know.
Yeah.
But man, it is ridiculous over there, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been seeing some of the pictures that are being posted, you know, between D.C. and in Maryland and stuff, and yeah, it's like made me think about what we were going through this time last year, and I'm, you know, not that I want to say I'm glad it's you, Dwayne, you know, and April and everybody else on the East Coast, but man, I'm sure glad we don't got it out here this year.
Man, I hope everybody, you know, stacked up on the canned goods and whatnot, because man, don't look like nobody gonna be, you know, no eating out or none of that, you know. So I hope that the cupboards are stocked. Please believe, because it looks very, very bad over there. But you know, big shout outs to D and for holding it down over there, Soul City, Mos Def. But
he said he hasn't. He says he's been fortunate. He hasn't had to shovel a thing.
No,
how'd you get
cool,
so lucky, Dwayne?
That's cool.
You know, since Dwayne's listening to the show live, I think you should play our theme song for him so he can hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, let me get on. Go on, get that. I already know what it is. I don't even have to know what Flav was talking about. But in case the listening audience don't know, that would be that, like I say, 2010 song of the year. I'm going on record now. That's gonna be Black Stacks, I Love My Life. As soon as I can find it up on the thing. But here we go. Like I say, ladies and gentlemen, it was unable to be performed Thursday night due to the sophisticated Miss Felicia Lau being under the weather. But Owar definitely filled in, and I'm telling you, he played her part with the trumpet, and you never would have known. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, 2010 Song of the Year, you know, I Love My Life, Black Stacks.
Change everything.
Yes, yes, y'all. I love my life, Black Stacks. We'll find more information on Black Stacks. Go hit blackstacksmusic.com. Go on, check out the website. Any inquiries you may have, you know, you can go on, drop a line or two. So there you have it. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to the lyrics of the song. It tells it all. You know what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason. Don't question it. Don't change nothing. What you think, Flavor? Speak on it.
Well, you know, I love that song. And just to put it out there, they were featured in the recent Flava News newsletter. So you can go to www.flavanews.com and click on calendar and then newsletter, and you can read more about Black Stacks. We are affiliated with them, so you will hear about them probably every show that we do. But it's not, you know, considered favoritism. They just put out, you know, very thoughtful
right
quality, yeah, you know,
that's
as
right
LA will call it, food, you know. So
when you're dealing with for Flavor News, let's set the record straight right now. Not always what you're not going to get what you want from us all the time. We're going to give you what you need, straight up and down. This is what people need right now. This is what people need to be listening to right now. You know? You're wondering why stuff ain't how it should be, and you're wondering why this and that. Well, hell, if you sit back and you listen to some of these lyrics that people trying to give to you, and they telling you the game and whatnot, you know, you'll know. So we giving you what you need, not what you want. Now, if you want all of that buffoonery and all that, then you go find it somewhere else. When you're dealing with the Mosaic Show and Flavor News, we giving you what you need. So that's what it is. You know, I had to get on my soapbox for it. You know,
yes,
I know. One time every show, I'm gonna get on my soapbox and I'm gonna say what I need to say. So that's it. That was for the day.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have some other things to say, but I mean, one of the things that I will put out there, and I had told you this last night, and I tell you this from time to time, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about you, LA, is you do keep it real, you know, and that, you know, you challenge me to think, and I think that's what we need to do going into 2010. There's so many things that have taken place in 2009. You know, for reasons that we could control and reasons, you know, some we couldn't control. But what the one thing we can control about the challenges we faced before us that we can't control is we can control our reaction and actions after that. So, you know, I agree. Some of the things that we are going to bring to you here on the Mosaic Show may make you just a little bit uncomfortable, but it may, you know, it hopefully will make you think, you know, and challenge you to, you know, think outside the box or think in a different direction. In the years that I have supported indie artists and worked with indie artists, which has been, you know, overall about 5 years, you know, a lot of times, you know, the failure of what we label starving artists, you know, and as my friend Kua, who is an indie artist, visual artist down in Texas, you know, we talk about we need to get away from those negative stereotypes. But the failure of some of the indie artists is the fact that they don't have a business sense. And to go out there and make, you know, make some money and to be able to market and promote yourself, you have to have a solid plan and really, really think it through. Don't just jump out there, you know, half-assed and do it. And so you need to really, really think it through. And, you know, how you're going to go about this, who is going to be your target audience of who you're going to address and stuff. I mean, I even showed a ticket to L.A. just recently of an event here in Seattle, and I said, L.A., what's missing off of this particular ticket? They didn't even have the venue information on the ticket. Like, so if somebody was to give you a present of a ticket to this event, the person who received the ticket wouldn't even know where to go. You know, so sometimes I'm going to put stuff out there to make you just kind of think, like, some of the simple things you miss, you know, some of the flyers that I see put out for events, they don't even have the address. Okay, how can you assume that somebody's going to know where the Nectar Lounge is or Nemo's or, you know, whatever, you know, Crimson Sea or whatever, you know, how are you going to, how do you expect everybody to know? What if somebody came from out of town, saw one of your flyers, but the information's not there? So do you think they're really going to look it up?
You figure
you
everybody had an iPhone. You figure everybody had an iPhone or whatever, got apps or whatever, just type it in and boop, boop.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that when you put something together, you give it all the information. You want to get people there, give it to them right then and there on that flyer, on that ticket, whatever it is, you know. So, yeah, so, you know, Flava in L.A. is going to put, you know, different challenging things out to you, you know, because the two of us, between the two of us, we challenge our own selves, you know, in conversation.
So, you have to. But before we, you know, I have to play this track right here, Flava.
Okay.
Because, like I say, I was with LaRue and get him Friday headed to this, and at LaRue, when he was, because I was telling him, I was like, man, this track right here, man, this is my joint right here, because you really, you know, you're touching on a lot of different stuff, you know. And he was telling me this one, you know, this one particular, you know, part in a song where he was saying, because, you know, he was in the Army, he served 8 years and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So he came back with that post-traumatic stress and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So he was telling me, man, he used to wake up, you know, with the cold sweat. You know what I'm saying? Paranoid, you know, clutching on the gat or whatever, you know, bugging out. But this is a cut right here off of the LaRue mixtapes, LaRue of the Streets, and this one here is called LaRue Gone Mad. So I want you to, you know, hear this one, Flava, take it in, and just you know, give me your take on this one when we come back. But like I said, LaRue Gone Mad, off his mixtape LaRue of the Streets.
That nigga Jeezy never lied on this shit, man. The world is fucked up. The truth ain't came home. Niggas get shot, can't get seen by doctors, cause they ain't got healthcare. Niggas ain't got jobs. Lines around the corner at the food bank. Man. In this crazy world.
I think we got a problem, and it's obvious the problem, and it's all been plotting. We ain't heard from him in weeks. Why y'all turn the other cheek? I got folks in the trenches, ain't been right since 03. Come home and call me, and I'm still recovering. 8 years given to the goddamn government. What I gotta show? Not a goddamn thing. Just addicted to nicotine. If you can see my dreams, you would think I'm crazy. Scared off my old lady, don't wanna be my baby, cause I'm always paranoid. Waking up sweating, holding my weapon. Goddamn, another trap. We should blame it on the government. They the ones who plotted it, and they the ones who running it, and they don't give a fuck about us. Had the nerve to put in God, we trust in this crazy world. Somebody tell me what's happening. Can't find a day of work to pay all these taxes. Unemployment denied, they all relaxing. Families losing their homes, they all jogging their dog. It's sickening, it's sickening. Wonder why they robbing trucks, all about a buck. Food stamps don't buy enough. Want me to put it on credit? Goddamn, another trap. We should blame it on the government. They the ones who plotted it, and they the ones who running it. They don't give a fuck about us. Had the nerve to put in God with trust in this crazy world. Oh yeah, fuck all of the police. Think because you got a badge, you could just control me. Beating up the innocent when you with your homie. But when you all alone, you too scared to bring it on. I can hear it in your tone, sounding all decent. Until you back up, show up from the nearest precinct. Now I got an attitude, and I won't cooperate. You pulling out a gun, hell yeah, I'm gon' run. Goddamn, another trap. We should blame it on the government. They the ones who plotted it, and they the ones who running it. They don't give a fuck about us. Had the nerve to put in God with trust in this crazy world. Yeah, my people killing each other when we all the same color, raised in the same gutter, trying to make it to the top. Why you make the corner hot? Low by jumping shots, cause they from another block. Can't you see that's what they want? They get born genocide. They take over the streets, say goodbye to you and I. So they get born
plan genocide and take over the streets. Say goodbye to you and I. Goddamn another trap. We should blame it on the government. They the ones who plotted it and they the ones who running it. They don't give a fuck about us, about us. As a nerd of putting God on the truck in this crazy world.
Yes, 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 yes. You heard it here first. We break records here at the Mosaic Show, ladies and gentlemen. LaRue gone mad off of the mixtape LaRue on the Streets. There's a lot of, I'm telling you, how you feel about that one, Flavor?
Well, that was pretty intense. but I can totally understand it, you know, when... You know, sometimes I think the experiences you go through, especially when you think about the soldiers, you know, that go over and fight a war, you know, how do you expect them to not come back affected by that? You know, then to come back to the treatments, you know, here right in the United States, you know, whether, you know, as a returning, you know, soldier who served this country to, you know, just... the economy the way that it is and all the things that we go through. I mean, there's so many people that I know who, you know, are on antidepressants and anxiety medications and all these different type of medications because of the you know, what they're going through, you know, in their personal lives and stuff. And so I think that, you know, we need to find a different way, you know, to do things, because, you know, when I think about war, you know, but I think about the sacrifices made, you know, behind these wars, you know, is it really worth it? You know, you go back and you think about the Vietnam vets and the lack of support and respect that they received, you know, for what they did. You know, then you think about the soldiers, you know, over there now, you know, fighting, you know, this war that's been going on for so many years, you know, at this point that, you know, I can tell you that I have some very dear friends, you know, that went over and fought. And we were dear, dear friends, you know, prior to going up to, you know, prior to them deploying, you know, and they were very much in my life and my children's life. And when they returned, honestly, those relationships have disappeared, and it just makes me really sad, you know, to even think about it. But, yeah, I mean... yeah, I can totally understand where LaRue's coming from, you know, with a piece like that. And it's a piece that you need to hear, you know, because a lot of times people just want to just brush things under the rug and act as if it's not real and it doesn't exist. You know, until it hits home, until you have to live it, a lot of things don't exist for you. You know, so sometimes we need those type of reminders. And with those type of reminders, then we need to think about what the resolve is.
Yep.
But you know what I think that you ought to do? Not that we should make this like a Seattle show-based day, but maybe we can. I think you ought to follow that piece up with LaRue's Rise Up.
Right. Okay. Let's see what...
If you want me to do it? I got it right in front of me.
Yeah, go ahead and handle it. Go ahead.
So with that particular piece of LaRue's, this one will kind of encourage you. So I am going to play Rise Up by LaRue.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball up, it's a swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I want to be, see what I want to see, stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing, rise up, when they look at me and only see color, rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up, when they told me that I wasn't gonna make, rise up, all the caskets that I sold to late, rise up, this time we unify and cause them all mayhem, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up, black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period, born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly, I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from, put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall, rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall, bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing, rise up, when they look at me and only see color, rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up, when they told me that I wasn't gonna make, rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break, rise up, this time we unify and cause them all pain, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
In each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing, rise up, when they look at me and only see color, rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up, when they told me that I wasn't gonna make, rise up, all the caskets that I sold to late, rise up, this time we unify and cause them all mayhem, rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up,
Alabama,
rise up,
Louisiana,
rise up,
Orleans, rise
up,
everybody,
rise up,
all my people,
rise up,
California,
rise up,
Oklahoma,
rise up,
Tacoma,
rise up,
Seattle,
rise up,
the world,
rise up.
That was Rise Up by Seattle's very own LaRue. So, I mean, it, you know, the thing that I love about him, I love about Yidem and Black Stax, you know, as I become familiar with their music and, you know, the hip-hop culture and the respect that they have for that. You know, there are messages, and I think in this piece, for me, L.A., it just, you know, it tells me, you know, it's up to us. We can overcome, you know, all kinds of things. And and just like in the book that you know, you've got me reading and stuff at home, you know, I mean, we can overcome so much in this world, you know, and not let it hold us back, you know, to continue to keep moving forward. And I think that's where you and I come together and have made this solid unit, you know, that we're going to move forward in 2010. You know, we're connecting with some good people. We're going to overcome some stuff, you know, and we're going to be, you know, at the forefront, you know, always, you know, thinking one step ahead, you know, how we can do this, how we can do that, how we can do it better. So, with that said, I want to give some shout-outs before the show is over, and I want to shout-out some very, you know, special people to me, but also some, you know, special people that to Flava News. So first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Lamont Carey out in Washington, D.C. He's doing some amazing things out there. He's such a diverse and also a kind of a controversial artist. You know, coming out of the prison system and you know, taking a craft that he came to have to become a spoken word artist, to become a spokesman, to become an educator and a teacher, you know, for those out there on the East Coast and across the United States. So you can find out more about Lamont Carey at www.lacareyentertainment.com. He's got so many projects going on and CDs and DVDs for sale over there. He also has a blog talk show on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is blogtalkradio.com/Lamont Carey. Also, Spike Spielberg out there on in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can find out more about Spike Spielberg at www.spikespielberg.com. He's an independent filmmaker. He's got some amazing projects going on, and he's working closely with Flavor News to see how he can get out here to Seattle to do some things with us out here around independent films. You can also check him out Monday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's changed the time of his show, and you can find him on blogtalkradio.com/SkeeboFilms. That's SkeeboFilms. And then I want to give a shout-out, of course, to our Soul City Radio. They're like our sister station. They're our family, and they're doing some amazing things. And they have an array of diverse shows that they're putting on for listeners to participate in and listen to. You can find out more about Soul City Radio at www.soulcityradio.com. You can also find them here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/soulcityradio. I will be listing their shows and the topics on Flavor News, but go check them out. I'm sure that they have a listing on their website as to what shows they have and the hosts and the topics. But I want to say something before I continue with my little shout-outs. Soul City Radio, you know, arranged with Flavor News an amazing opportunity for LaRue that you've been listening to today, along with another LaRue on the East Coast, to unite on Soul City Radio's show. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a total blank at what it's called, but it's the Nat Burns Show. And that was just really a special experience for me to you know, have the two LaRues come together, you know, from two totally, you know, different coasts, and, you know, to share, you know, the differences and the similarities of their style of hip-hop. So I want to thank Soul City Radio for allowing that to take place. That was great. And then I would just want to give a shout-out to The Daring Show. She's a sponsor of Flavor News. She has a show, Miss Daring has a show on Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and it's blogtalkradio.com/The Daring Show. And then I want to give a shout-out to Sin, Soul Poetry out of Winnipeg, Canada, and to
Later.
Tranquil Moments, Publishing also for their donations. And LA, my screen disappeared. So.
What you mean, the screen? On your switchboard or whatever?
Yeah, but let me see. I should be able to get it right back up.
But our UK friend.
That's Slane. Slane mm-hmm. over in the UK. We're going to be doing some things with her after the first of the year with some of the artists here that we're affiliated with. So we're excited about that particular project. And also, I forgot to mention that Soul City Radio is also going to be doing a show out of the UK, so I know they're really excited about that also.
Mm-hmm. Big shout-outs to Soul City, D, Nat Burns, everybody over there that's doing it, man. Real talk. So you're going to get into some more tracks, Flavor?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
We're going to take it back down. We're going to go travel down to Inglewood, California, with some group of friends of mine called You and I. Been doing it real big, making real hay. They kinda on that, they on that verge. They still underground, but they kinda on that verge. So, but I still show love from them, show love to them, because, you know, I've been knowing them from day one. So is you and I would think about it.
Vandalism, y'all, let's get it. What's the deal is, this your soldier spitting like December's up in North Dakota. Swearing at his niggas that you know it's colder. Use a motherfucking lie, here's a couple folds. Wake that ass up, we're tough as cobras. Venom, I'm tucking the floor and make you tuck your shoulders. A nasty nigga ain't much for letting ass pass. He said, actually, you should cup your hoes up. It's drastic, be the stuff I'm talking to keep him from leaving with me. You need the luck of closure. Cause you suck, you drove rush. She wrote in the sloop, she chucking you up to deuces over, yeah. And she ain't getting no money, no D in nerd. It's an extra value meal, it's a D in her. Yeah, you and I can make it. With sense on the beat, giving them reasons to hate us, yeah.
Uh-huh. You better think about it. Uh-huh. You better think about it. Uh-huh. You better think about it. What? Yo, she told him we'll get married one day. So he went to Jared by Subway. But Jared walked the Subway. Think about it, I ride about a bulk. Incredible from Brazil to Guatemala like the Hulk. Which means that I'm going in. I'm in L.A. eating chicken salad at Chin Chin. And ain't no way to doubt it, I did a song with Snoop Dogg called. Yeah, that's no lie, you know that we so fried. When me and you and I roll by Ventura Tempura, I got a pair of new kicks and probably some Lamar and Dolly. This grace in my body is gnarly. Thursday was about to call you and tell you that I got Coltrane on my wall too, but I call Mick and said and ask them what do.
Before there was love, Mick said, what up, Mick? Shout out to my ghost rider, Quest Uno. Let's go. In the quest to get dough like Jane, but not thy name, Lush. We the Paroxys, I take your fresh wound, bubbling that cuts, and it's time to explode and leave your brain lush. See, nothing told me cool my temper, said the coach needs me all court curves. Little niggas mad cause they Bobby Boucher's and they only know how to serve water. Boy, you and I never been Boucher. Back and take an A order, call it a touche. You say, he say, she say bullshit. Go Twitter your tweet with your tweeting ass stupid. Rather think about a range for an exchange and exotic shit. My six tenths told me if I'm raw dogging it. Pause.
Yeah, that was Think About It for You and I. But we're gonna keep it in Inglewood, and we got to do a double shot of You and I. And I wanted to tie in a little something with this, where as far as my like Flavor was always asking me about, you know, my shirts and how I came up with the idea of doing the cream thing and whatever, whatever. Well, this is how I came up with the concept. So big shout outs to YU on Thursday, because without them coming up with the concept. And this was the song that pretty much put them out there in the map. It's a remake of the old Wu-Tang classic Cream. So everybody on the East Coast and everybody, all my Wu-Tang fans, throw the dubs up for Cream. Cash Rules Everything Around Me, but they substituted the K in place of the C, and it was for Cream, which stands for Kicks Rules Everything Around Me. So this is the song. Big shout out once again to You and I for Cream. So here we go, Cream from You and I.
Nigga one, guy. Word up. Look out for the cops, though. 2 for 5's over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5's, niggas got garbage down the way. Word up. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Step on my shoes, I will kill you.
And they spit fire shirts and SB dope.
Step on my shoes, I will kill you.
10, maybe 10 and a half. Good condition, for many years they last. Created wreck, band CC. Ain't life supreme or the pumps on my feet. Shoe color is bright. Fuck it, all of those above you can catch in the night. It's like walk the streets with my Nike SB. Purposely place the fat tongue in front of jeans. Put crowns on faces. My chick game is so mean. You shoes an insect, I hear you need aid. Release a couple sprays from my night air raid. No matter what the cost is, me without kicks on my feet is Rasheed without forces. And while I spit that shit, notice that these Fifth Element kicks hang from my neck.
We had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dumps.
Kicks ruin everything around me. Cream the sneakers, got my SB.
Recreation, cosmetically get some.
Creative recreation.
Not for Portland, I'm a Laker. But watch this six follow the trail when I rock my blazer. Broke as fuck, that's word to my mother. But I still paint the city in Adidas daddy color. They say I'm shallow, I never learned to swim. But my glow in the dark pumps see me float like fins. The cream started at age 10. When my mom refused to buy 11 Jordans, I was sick for months. Didn't go to recess. Saw the little homie born in a mat lunch. Now, I assault the court with force. Air is next. Heads 180s trying to dock my straps. Cats trying to bite the shoe game with black. Flip them inside out. Air Force attack.
Look, we knew we had a crew that wasn't no punk. And they spit fire shirts and SB dumps.
Everything around me, cream the sneakers, got my shell toes on.
Shout out to Inglewood, big shout out to UNI for that underground classic that pretty much put them out there on the map, Cream. And so how you doing, Flavor?
I'm doing good. So I think that we should let people know that they can go to www.flavornews.com and go to the Art Emporium tab on there and then click on JB Worldwide. That'll take you to LA's clothing line, and then you'll be able to check out the shirts that he created that was inspired by that particular piece called Cream. He also has some hot selling shirts that even Dwayne from Soul City Radio has, which is called the Afro Picket Shirts, and some other items. So go check out JB Worldwide on flavornews.com, and you can see what L.A., another part of L.A.'s personality on top of, you know, hit the purchase button and buy it, and we'll make sure we get that out to you.
It's stocking stuff, is, you know what I'm saying? I ain't Ed Hardy or nothing like that, so my stuff is affordable. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to bop you like Ed Hardy and none of that type of foolishness. You know what I'm saying? My stuff has meaning. It ain't just a skull with a cap on or nothing like that. But anyway, not hating or nothing, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just being real with it. Just being real with
okay.
it. But want to give a shout-out to D, Dwayne, and the title of that show is The Free Your Mind Experience. That's what it is, The Free Your Mind Experience on Soul City. So
right.
make sure you bookmark that. Don't save a reminder or whatnot. So you're going to get the best of both worlds, you know what I'm saying? You can get, you know, you tune in, you know, the Mosaic Show, and you get that Northwest flavor, and you bookmark that Free Your Mind Experience to get your East Coast flavor, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got crab cakes on the East in Baltimore, so if you want your crab cake fix, you're going, you know, the Free Your Mind Experience on Soul City Radio. And if you want your, you know, you want your coffee fix, you know, you come on up to Flavor, because Flavor could definitely hook you up, you know, a little latte, a little eggnog or whatnot. You know, she's real handy on the coffee stuff, so that's a background. need a little latte or something, foam, no foam or whatever, she got that. So, you know what I'm saying? So
yes, I do.
Both sides,
I make
got
a
both
mean
sides
latte.
Want. So just letting you know, like she said, Soul City is like our sister station, so you know what I'm saying, we throw things off one another and whatever to make everything real smooth and flavorful for your tasting pleasures. So, you know, we're going to keep the show moving and grooving like we always
do. So with that said, I think that we'll play a little bit of Grown Folks by Chocolate. We sent this piece out to Soul City Radio to play on the East Coast, so let's
mm-hmm.
give you a taste of Seattle's very own Chocolate with her piece called Grown Folks. It's like in half motion, like it's going to load and it's not loading.
Like Blog Talk done threw a whammy on me, Flavor, on my switchboard, so you might have to take it home.
Okay, for some reason Chocolate's not playing. Let's see if I can get another piece to play. Well, okay. Maybe the switchboard is freezing up on us, L.A., so I guess we'll just talk our way through the end unless this changes here.
Well, we can keep it going. We got about 30 minutes
okay.
so left.
Yeah. Okay,
but,
so...
We would like to, you know, we just you know, Blog Talk, you know, they like to throw whammies every now and again, so I guess it's whammy time. But we ain't gonna let that.
Well, if there's anybody out there in the listening audience that would like to come on the line and hang out with LA and I, share your thoughts, comment on anything we've said, or give a shout-out to your mama for the holidays or whatever. The number is 347-857-1189. We'd love to have you call in and come on the air with us. And we want to always, you know, thank those that come out and support Flavor News and what we do here on the Mosaic Show, over, you know, on our social network, those that subscribe to our newsletter, all of that. The support has been overwhelming, you know, and LA and I, you know, try to find a variety of ways to show our love and support for the independent artists. And it's not just, you know, hip-hop. As you can tell, L.A., that's his flavors. Hip-hop is a variety of music. It's a variety of artists, from poets to spoken word to independent filmmakers to visual artists, graphic designers, you know, photographers, all of that. So, you know, we have an array of people that we have in our network. We have an array of artists that we choose to support. And why do we choose to support it? Man, there's just too much out there. You know, there's, as L.A. will say, you know, there's too much good cooking taking place, you know, and those particular artists need and deserve, you know, different platforms around the world, you know, to help get the word out about what they're doing. You know, they can't do it all by themselves. So I really, really encourage any of you that are involved with the arts and independent artists to help spread the word. You know, LA and I will talk about this all the time. Word of mouth is a powerful tool, and it is, especially if you like somebody, you know, you like a restaurant, you like, you know, a clothing line, whatever. You talk about it, right? Then it puts that thought into somebody else's head as far as, you know, the next time they see it, maybe they're going to stop, you know, and check it out. Well, the same thing goes for an independent artist. If you love what you hear, if you love what you see, you know, if you love what you experience, help spread the word for those artists. You know, get connected. You know, find out what their websites are. Find out, you know, where the venues are, whatever, and help spread the word. You know, you're going to find more and more in 2010. LA and I are going to come up with, you know, more ideas than what we're already doing, you know, to try to be effective in spreading the word and creating those platforms for the artists. So, you know, right now we've got our website at www.flavanews.com. We really encourage you to go check that out. In the new year, you know, it's going to be tweaked and made all pretty and everything. But, you know, we've got a lot of good information over there. We've got a lot of, you know, features over there on a variety of artists. You know, there's ways of advertising with us on our websites, on the social network, on our newsletter, and here on Flava News. And, you know, every month, at the end of each month, I put out a newsletter that generally features 3 to 4 artists, you know, and then I have a listing of online radio shows, which I'm going to update this coming week. And, you know, on our website, we have a featured page, and we have, you know, an advertisement page and all of that. So we're just trying to, you know, put it out there. And I personally shoot out different blasts to different social networks and just different networks, period, connecting with artists and connecting with fan base. I tell LA all the time, it's not about just the artists that we need to connect with. We need to connect with those that will become the fans, those that will become the consumers of these particular artists. So I know I'm talking fast, and I'm talking a lot, but, you know, this is something that I have a passion for, and L.A. knows that. You know, when he and I first connected, you know, he found out that about me. Do I have it all figured out? I don't. You know, with L.A. coming into the picture before Flava News, you know, we're doing some great things together, and I'm so excited about going into 2010 with him. I mean, even like I was telling L.A. last night, you know, how my kids are pumped and excited. All of a sudden it's like, you know, I know they've always, you know, respected what I've done, you know, in regards to when it comes to the arts, you know, with the shows that I hosted here in Seattle at my coffee house and things like that. But it seems like with L.A. on board, it's taken a stronger, you know, interest, you know, out of my children, you know, wanting to get involved in different ways. And so I'm excited, you know, when we play the song I Love My Life, you know, I'll say this to L.A. all the time. As much as we might struggle in different ways, man, what we're doing right here just causes me to say I love my life. And I'm so proud of what we're doing. I'm so excited. It's a doable, realistic thing that we're doing, and we're, you know, plan to bring some great dishes to you coming 2010 here in the Pacific Northwest and across the United States and across the globe. So,
most definitely. This is what I want to know, Flava. Did Blog Talk say anything, have anything on their homepage or site saying about they were going to do you know what I'm saying, maintenance on the way, on their site today? Because
you know
that seems kind of odd to me. Because it seems like you would, you know, people who may have had shows scheduled on this particular day and you knew you were going to do some maintenance, wouldn't you got to put out a blast out like, oh, we're going to be conducting maintenance on such and such a day. So you might want to change your show or something or whatever. But
you know, I don't know if, honestly, I don't go to the main page when I log into Blog Talk. I just go straight to our show.
Right now on the blogtalkradio.com, it has Blog Talk Radio is currently undergoing maintenance. The service will be available soon. So, thanks again, Blog Talk, for your timing is, you know what I'm saying. Hey, the timing, I suppose, huh, Flavor? Do maintenance in the middle of your show. But, hey, we're not going to let Blog Talk stop us. We're still flowing, but like the river,
right,
like the water. So,
right,
you know. But I just want to say, I want to give my, you know, give some shout-outs, too. I want to give some shout-outs to, you know what I'm saying, first of all, you know what I'm saying, I want to say what's up to my son down there in P-Town doing this thing, Courtney. You know, Daddy loves you, and very soon you'll be up here. So just want to say keep focusing, you know, finish the school year off strong. Want to send a shout-out, big shout-out, and a happy birthday to my mentor. It's not his birthday today, but tomorrow, you know, December 21st, it's a very important day. So Jay Gold out there, you know, holding down Gary. You know what I'm saying? So I want to send a shout-out, happy birthday to him. I want to send a shout-out to all my people down there in P-Town, Plaquemine, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? For all y'all that, you know what I'm saying, who don't know, you know, pull a map out or whatever, little town. But, hey, we do it big. We do it big. A small town, but we do it big. So big shout-outs to everybody in P-Town that's doing their thing. You know, all my friends, you know what I'm saying, everybody who graduated, you know, PHS, class of 92. Yeah, I'm telling my age. I'm 35. I ain't scared. I let it be known. But, hey, but I just, you know, just want to say, you know, what's up to everybody down there. You know, like I say, all my, you know, family and all my friends that have grown with me and that have shown me the way up here in T-Town, Desus, the truth, you know, JC Cage, you know, Silas Lamb, Black, everybody who, you know, for taking me in and showing me the real, and, you know, Flavor, you know, thank, you know, shout outs to Flavor, you know what I'm saying, straight up and down for believing in me, you know what I'm saying, for seeing my talents and seeing what, you know what I'm saying, what I could bring to the table and, you know what I'm saying, and just infuse my energy and whatever way that is beneficial to keep us moving and grooving, you know what I'm saying? And just want to thank everybody who's been supporting us up to this point, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, for those of y'all wondering how y'all could get some tracks or get some of the music played or be featured on the show or whatever, you know, DTHE Mosaic Show 206@gmail.com is that email address. So if you want to send something in, DMosaic Show 206@gmail. If you want to see what flavornews.com is all about, I encourage you to go to the site and just, you know, look around. Like Flavor said, it's a site that is just up now, but it's going to be upgradable in 2010. So, you know what I'm saying, we just want to just let people, because like I say, people, and it's the real truth, if you're in business, you know what I'm saying, this is another L.A. tidbit for you to take, if you have a business, I don't care if the business is selling paperweights as rocks, So I'm saying, I don't care if you're selling rocks as paperweights. You got to have a email. You got to have a website. You know what I'm saying? If you're in business and you don't have a website, you're doing a disservice to your business. So you ain't about you being economic, you using these other avenues to promote your stuff. What if you know you're using Facebook, you're using MySpace? What if these sites was to crash tomorrow? Then you know what I'm saying, you're depending on somebody else to promote your stuff. You're doing it, you're hustling backwards. So, a LA tidbit for me to you, free charge. If you're in business, have a website. Because you're cutting your leg, you're cutting your legs up from under yourself. You're doing your business a disservice. So, like I say, from LA to you, the customer or the business owner or whomever, you got a business, have a website. And you wanted to add something to that, Flavor?
I did want to add something to it because, you know, I agree. You know, the more that you produce a polished product to your consumer and fan base, the more they're going to receive and support you. You got to have a presence online, you know, to be able to have somebody go find out information about you, you know, to maybe if you're a musical artist where they can hear maybe a free download to then determine whether they want to purchase and then have that capability on your site to purchase. The other thing is, you know, there's websites that out there that are free, you know, that are pretty easy to create. You know, all you have to do is pay, you know, like $15 for a domain name that you own for a year, you know. So there's very inexpensive ways of going out there and being able to create a good, solid online presence. And the other nice thing is that LA knows I go in daily. I'm kind of addicted to this or whatever, but I go in daily to see, you know, how many people have checked out our websites, what pages they've checked out, you know, new, unique visitors and, you know, repeat visitors and all that. And if you know, our website, you can find out all that information. It has the graphics, it has the reports, and it breaks it down, you know, so it shows us, you know, where people are checking out, what their interest is, what's drawing them in to what we're doing. And, you know, for myself, through Flava News, I've connected with Braven Publishing out of New York, and I've agreed to come on board with them through Flava News to do the book reviews for their authors and to help promote their authors. So through that, you know, he's got a link to our website from his site, and I'm going to create a link to go to his website from our site. So there's just different ways of you're out there networking. You can create those type of connections for those that are in your business circle. And the other thing that I'm going to put out there is just know who you're involved with, because not all what appears to be right and good is. You know, so do your homework. LA is really big on that. You know, just don't buy into what, you know, the hype is all about and what people are saying. Do your due diligence, do your homework before you put yourself out there on something or someone as an artist. You know, so, yeah, that's something I could talk about all day long, you know, as far as how you present yourself.
What they say all money ain't good money. 6-4 never domino.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, man, just because, you know, I'm telling you, do your work, man. Do your work on every level. On every level, because I'm telling you, you know, me, I thought I at 30, a quick synopsis, because we probably got 10 minutes left in the show, but a little quick rundown, you know what I'm saying? I had, you know, people who've been tuning into the show from day one, you know, probably heard me, you know, telling my story about me working, you know, for, you know, Southwest Airlines and, you know, Fortune 500. So I done worked on every level of the work tree, if there's such a thing as a work tree. But I've worked for Fortune 500. I worked for the government. I worked for, you know, saying all, you know, facets. You know, saying never been laid off, never been fired. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been fortunate enough to call my own shots. You know, leave when I want to leave. You know, whatever. But as far as Southwest was concerned, I mean, man, isn't everything? People see those commercials and they see the stuff at face value and they be like, oh, that's, it must be wonderful. This, that, the other. But man, don't get it twisted. You know, that's what I'm saying. Everything on the surface ain't what it is and what it seems. But when you've worked into that environment and you know how they get down and everything about it, then, you know, you will see why I walked away. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of the people that just talk and don't do. If I ain't happy, I got down. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to submit myself to that. I mean, you're not going to hold me hostage, man, just because of some job, you know, some wage. No, no, no. It ain't going down like that, you know. You know, and I see, and it's some of the same people that's still working there right now used to be sitting with me saying the same stuff, but what? But what's the difference between them and myself? I, you know, they talked about, but they still there, taking the abuse and not happy. Me, I got down to pursue my dreams. And like I said, yeah, it didn't happen. It's not happening, as you know, in the time frame and whatnot that I would wanted it to, but hey, like Felicia Lyle say, I won't change a thing. It's making me humble and it's making me enjoy the journey. And when you enjoy the journey, when you get to the end of the journey, it makes it just that much, you know what I'm saying? It makes it just that much worthwhile. I don't need no shortcuts. I don't want no shortcuts. I don't need, like, we taking back to the Mario Brothers for my computer. Well, I don't need no warp zone. You know, I don't need the shortcut to get to World 8 and all this. Let me take I'm going to take the rural route like I've been taking all my life, the back road, not the freeway. The freeway is all quick, you know what I'm saying? But I'm taking these back roads that, you know, this maze of life, as I called it, where, you know, I done ran into a couple, you know what I'm saying, a couple dead ends. Well, what I do, just put the car in reverse and, you know, figure out another way. Keep it pushing, because at the end of the day, that's all life is, a big maze. You just got to configure your way through it. Don't give up. Keep pushing. Don't just take the freeway. Sometimes that freeway could get congested. Sometimes the back roads is the best way to go, as we all know, with the traffic up here in the town. You know, since sometimes I-5, 405, 167, that's not the lick. Sometimes the back roads is what gets you home safe quickly. So don't front on the back roads. Take those back roads every now and then. And don't try to take that quick way. You know, I always wondered, you know, and now that I've came into and got my knowledge of how I see how things are going in this world, it makes me humbled that I didn't get it when I got it, because I might be, you know, I might not be the person I am today. That's why I done been on record, and that's why when it does go down, you heard it here first, check the archives. That's why I say I Love My Life is the song of 2010, because everything happens for a reason. You know, we might look at it at the time and be like, why is me, you know, why is this happening to me? But it happens for some way. It's preparing you for something. So don't question it. Just let you know, just keep pushing. And like I say, ask questions, man. Do due diligence. Find you. It's not up to nobody else to tell you. It's not The preacher can't tell you how you should be doing your thing and how you should be living and whatever. At the end of the day, it's all in you already. Everything that required for you to be the person that you want to become is already in you. You just got to find it. You just got to dig deep and find it. It's not at Reverend Creflo Dollar. It's not, you know what I'm saying? He can't tell you why you need to get down. You know what I'm saying? That's what people be getting it wrong and twisted at and feel as though they got to go to somebody else for them to co-sign on how it is. But when all you have to do is turn yourself inside out and look inside of you, and you're going to get it. That's how I did it, and that's how I know. I'm a witness to how things can manifest when you find that right person and they giving you the game, and it's up to you to make it manifest and see your vision. Because you can't look in through the eyes of another person. You got to look through your eyes and see how it is that you want to see go, how you want things to go. So with that said, don't look at nobody else for them to guide you. Just take, like they say, take the bull by the horns and you ride the reins and you're going to be all right. So with that said, we're coming to a close to another Mosaic Show. Flavor, you want to add a little something to that?
Well, I agree. I think that, you know, I think timing is everything, you know, in how things come about, you know, and I think that we can create our own destinies. I think that we need to take the time to sit and watch. You know, I know I appear to be online all the time, you know, but I honestly watch people. You know, I watch what they post. I watch what they respond to. I learn from all of that.
2009 was definitely that year to watch. It wasn't a year for you to get out and do. Now, if you did get out and do and you did good, more power and more the blessings to you. But 2009 was a year for you to sit back and observe and get angles. Get those right angles. See how you got to maneuver in this dub dime that's right around the corner. So that's what we've been doing. You know what I'm saying? We sat back. We got a slow start this year with Flavor and myself, but she was already in the process. You know, I was already in the process. So when we did connect, it wasn't like we had to start from, you know what I'm saying, square one or ground zero. We was already in that direction. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like, you know what I'm saying, we was traveling on the same road, and you know what I'm saying, I broke down, she passed by, you need a ride? Yeah. Oh, you going the same way? Oh, come on in. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of like how we, you know, it wasn't like where I'm just going to this and you got to get off here. And she was like, you know, I'm going that same direction. I'm going to the exact same place you trying to go. So let's roll with it. So that's what it is. You know, she took a chance. You know, not too many people pick up stragglers these days. You know, she was, you know what I'm saying? You know, and the thing about it is not like she hadn't been, you know what I'm saying, had bad experience with other situations that soon, but she still took a chance, whatever it was. Was it the cancer that she is? I don't know. But, you know, I'm just fortunate enough that she was able to see something in me that made her not, you know, keep the guard up per se, to take a chance on me or whatever, so. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, in this day and time where everybody getting trapped and trick bagged and people, you know, getting bamboozled, she could have kept the guard up and said, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to do it myself. But I don't need nobody else right now. She could have, you know, did whatever. But I just thank her from the bottom of my heart that, you know, she's a woman of her word. She's thorough. And she's 100 as far as I'm concerned. So I can't co-sign for nobody else out there. I could co-sign for what I know
And I could tell you that this woman here is, they don't make them like that no more. That's all I'm saying. They don't make women like her no more. So when you come across a woman like, you know, with her characteristics and her makeup, I'm telling you, you know, there's a lot of people out there that might take advantage of it. But like I say, you're doing yourself a disservice for taking advantage of a woman of this caliber right here. So, like I say, Flavor hands down, you know what I'm saying? I done called her. She's like my adopted mother in a way. And like I say, can't say enough good things about her. You know, big shout out to Flavor. Big shout out to FlavorNews.com. Big shout out to the Mosaic Show. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out in P-Town. That's all I have to say. And I'm going to let you take it home, Flavor.
All right. Well, I appreciate all the love, L.A., and you know that, you know, it's right back at you. You know, some things are just, they're meant to happen. And I think that, you know, you told me that the first time we met face-to-face, you know, that it was meant for us to meet. And I think you're right. You know, this came together and it became very solid, you know, from the very beginning. And for me to do all this work all these years by myself, you know, trying to create something that I really believe in, and to have somebody like you come on board, that just makes it even more worthwhile for me to get up every day and do what I do for this. So, you know, I feel very strong. I feel very excited about going into 2010, you know, with you, L.A., and with what we're doing with Flavor News and Flavor News Society and, you know, the Mosaic Show. Just watch out, everybody. You know, we're going to be creating some amazing, exciting things for you to participate in and to enjoy. So with that said, I'm going to honestly see if we can – did you have something to say?
I just want to invite everybody to come into Flavor's world, come into our world. Come to it where, you know, you can come and enjoy yourself with no – additives or preservatives, you know what I'm saying, with no strings attached. Just come and vibe with us. When we unveil this curtain, when we pull this curtain back and this Flavor world is unveiled to you, I want you all to just come on in and just enjoy yourselves. Just enjoy yourselves. That's all we want you to do, is enjoy yourselves. That's all.
So I want to thank everybody who tuned in today. I'm sorry that, again, Blog Talk had some issues. But I want to thank you for tuning in, whether you were in the chat room, whether you just listened live, or you come back to listen to the archives. You know, spread the word. As we help spread the word about what you're doing, help spread the word about what we're doing. Invite people to come to the Mosaic Show. Our next show will be this coming Wednesday at 8 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, and, you know, we'll be bringing you more tracks from a variety of artists and good conversations. So we also invite you to plug in our show number into your phone. You know, if you're out and about and you just want to listen to us, or you want to call in and participate in the show, you are more than welcome to do that. The number is 347-857-1189. You know, again, go check out what we're doing at FlavorNews.com. You know, I update it regularly, you know, as we get information about, you know, what's going on with artists, or we're adding, you know, something to what we're doing. That site gets updated regularly. We have a social network, which is FlavorNews.ning.com, and our newsletter will be coming out here in the next few days, and so that will be posted on the site. Also, I'll be posting it on my blog spot. If you are interested in having your tracks heard on the Mosaic Show, or you're interested in being featured, we're going to be scheduling our featured guests starting in January. Email us at themosaicshow206@gmail.com and let us know, you know, that you have an interest, or if you have any comments to make about what we're doing. You can also, you know, let us know on our website. There's a contact page. You can send us a contact. Yes, you know, and we have a feedback page that we'd like to hear back from you. We've got a kind of little poll going on there that we'd like to hear your thoughts on, and there's also a link to respond and tell us what you think about the different entities of Flavor News. So, again, thank you all for tuning in today, and come back again on Wednesday and bring a friend. And enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bye, y'all. Peace.